All right, kids, about that time. It is left for 8 o'clock. It's time for your Dark Entries Goth Radio. Apologies for the late start, but we are going to make the most of it tonight. I have an amazing show lined up for you guys. We'll be playing a little over half of the show is going to be all new material, bands that have never been played on the show before, a lot of new releases of things that just came out in the last few months, and things that have yet to come out. Words of Wisdom coming up at 9 o'clock from Uncle Charlie. We're also going to work in a Japanese death rock post-punk set. And a little bit of black metal at the end of the show. And your request, if you can get them in, 803-576-9872. That's 803-576-WUSC. And also on the Twitter at DarkEntriesDJD. And join in on the Facebook discussion that should be starting on the Facebook page any second now. This is South Carolina's weekly source for goth, dark wave, death rock, hard punk, psychobilly, industrial, post-punk. I'm DJD. You're listening to 90.5 WUSC FM Columbia. It is 186 days until Halloween, and this... it's Dark Entries. Goth Radio. Let's start off the show with some brand new stuff from Sabbath Assembly. That's from the new album, A Letter of Red. The track is called Worthless, and I am DJD, and you are tuned into Dark Entries Goth Radio. And, tonight we're playing a lot of new things on the show. Over about half the show is going to be new releases. Things have come out in the last several months, and in some cases things that sort of preview tracks of albums that are going to come out in the next couple of months. And in all those cases, almost all those cases, they're actually bands that I've actually never played on the show before. So I'm looking forward to that. Also worked in there, we're going to do an 80s post-punk Japanese set. And we're going to end the show with some black metal. So really looking forward to how the show is going to shape up. Also, apologies for getting here a little bit late. I ran into some pretty bad traffic in the upstate and it kind of slowed me down. So some of this stuff may be cut a little bit short. Whatever I can't work in tonight, I will work into the next show. Speaking of which, let's get some announcements and things out of the way here. Next week is the 4th. Pretty good chance, actually, I will not be here next weekend. There's a lot of stuff going on in the 4th. What's going on the 4th, Deej? Well, let me tell you. First of all, my favorite movie of all time, the greatest film ever made in the history of cinema, Batman, 1989's Tim Burton Batman movie starring Michael Keaton, the only Batman that matters, is coming back to theaters, actually. And it's you can check it out. It's going through Fathom Events. You can go to the Fathom Events' website, and you can find some links there to see if it's playing in your area. It's definitely playing in mine. And yeah, that's going to happen. So apologies, kids, but I'll be in a theater watching Batman instead of doing the show. But you should do the same thing, and we can share that experience. So that's happening next weekend. Also, Atmosphere Augusta is going to be, of course, in Augusta at Le Chat Noir, as they are monthly. It's the 60th Atmosphere Augusta event. An amazing event that happens down there. I was lucky enough to DJ it about a year ago. It was actually May of last year. And I'd love to actually do it again. It'd be amazing. But I can't stress enough how cool that event is. And it's going to be the last dance event that they're going to have for quite a while because there's construction going on in the club. But I'll keep you guys updated on like how those events go. Let's see. Candy Coffins is also playing at the Art Bar next Saturday night. And as well as 8-Track Parade and the Mystery Plant. Of course, Candy Coffins is Columbia's own goth rock band and amazing band. I actually really, really want to have them in for an interview here in the studio. I've done some gigs with them, and they're always a good time. I think they were the guest, one of the guest bands in the Columbia Beat here on the station, which was on Friday evening. Friday, Columbia Beat's amazing show, by the way. If you guys are tuning in to WSC on Fridays, comes on Friday afternoons. And they specialize in local acts and have bands in for interviews and live performances. So Candy Coffins came in for that. And it's one of the longer running shows here at the station. Not quite as long as mine, but it's been around for quite a while. So I recommend that one. Anyway, Candy Coffins always puts on a great show. So I can't wait to do something with them again soon. They're also playing, like I said, on the 4th next Saturday night at Art Bar. If I were in town doing Dark Entries, I probably would be heading out to Art Bar right after the show for that. The 17th, the Nickelodeon, these are just some really cool things coming up. May 17th, at the Nickelodeon, The Wicker Man, the original, is playing, and I'm probably going to be seeing that, I would think, which is actually going to be on a Friday night, so that's not going to affect the show here at all. But, it's confession time, I've actually never seen The Wicker Man. I know how important it is, I know it's, like, the seminal, like, folk horror film that's insanely important, and I've seen little clips and things and actually even played songs from it here on the show, but I've never actually watched it. So to actually sit in the Nickelodeon and see it for the first time is a pretty rad experience. So I'm going to try to make a point of coming into town on Friday night and doing that, find some place to crash, and I'll just stay here in town for the show on Saturday. Speaking of Saturday the 18th, right after the show here, I'll be heading out to Art Bar again for A Nightmare on Park Street. That's the show I think I told you guys about last week, where Wolf's Blood and a bunch of other amazing horror rock and horror punk bands are going to be playing a horror-themed show. They're going to be giving away a guitar. There's going to be drawing for all kinds of prizes. Basically, you just pay the $6 cover charge to get into the club, and you get a ticket for a drawing. If you want to get more tickets, I think you can buy some merch or something. But you get instantly entered into the drawing for a guitar, and you can also eat a Freddy Krueger cake. So that's happening at the R Bar on the 18th. I can't believe we're actually having that show here in town. I'm so freaking jazzed about that. So I'll be definitely out there after Dark Entries that night on May 18th. And also coming up on June 29th is Charlotte's Oddities and Curiosities Expo. That's happening in Charlotte, obviously. Looks pretty rad. If you guys ever seen the show Oddities on, I can't remember what station that was, if that was the Learning Channel or one of those. Anyway, Oddities is an amazing show. I'm a big fan of that. And this is a very similar sort of thing. It's basically sort of a bazaar kind of thing where they're selling like oddities and that. So I'll keep you guys updated on that. But that's coming up in June. So that's your concert calendar, I guess, for the show. We're 30 minutes into this deal, so I'm not going to waste too much more time talking. If you get a request, though, get them in. 803-576-9872. That's 803-576-WUSC. And you can also join in on the Facebook discussion that is currently going on right now for the Facebook page. Right now, we're going to play a set of brand new stuff. I believe most of these bands actually have never been played on the show before with new releases. Kicking it off, we have some Lowlands, a track called Drown. Be right back after this set.
Things you want to
All right. That was a killer set, man. I'm happy with how that turned out. That was all right. If you were just tuning in, you want to wonder what's going on, you were tuned into Dark Entries Goth Radio, South Carolina's only source weekly for goth, dark wave, death rock, horror punk, psychobilly, post-punk, a little bit of doom metal, and all things spooky that go bump in the night and into your ear holes. And that set that we just finished up was entirely all new stuff. Stuff that's come out in the last couple of months, and I think in one or two cases, actually stuff that has not come out at all. From bands that I've actually never played on the show here before. So we started it with Lowlands, a track called Drown from a new album called Lover's Blessings. Ghostland after that from their new album called Dances of Walls, and the track was called Leave Behind. Racta, who I'm really digging right now, I think they are Brazilian, I want to say. They just put out an LP called Fala Comum, and I'm going to totally screw up these pronunciations, but the track is called Estrela de Mana. I think Estrela means star, I'm not quite sure, but anyway. Veil of Light after that with a Fact 29 from a new album that actually is not coming out until May 10th. It's called Inflict, but that was a track that just released from that. And we ended things with the track you just heard, which was a really solid request from my buddy Roman / Operator OT. The track's called Magpie, and the band's called Otsi. A band I'm actually not familiar with at all. But, that was a really good way to round that set out. And speaking of him, if you want to listen to more good radio, he's got his own amazing show called Half Machine Lip Moves that airs tomorrow night, Sunday nights, and Brett's broadcast out of Hot Springs, Arkansas. And if you want to know how to tune into that, you can go to halfmachinelipmoves.com and just follow the links and listen to it online there. Or you can listen to it locally, I guess, on the radio if you're in Hot Springs. But I believe it airs 11 to 1 here on the East Coast, I think is what it is. So it's 11 to 1 or 11 to 2. I'm sure he's going to correct me here in just a second. But yeah, it's a little late for us, but it's still an amazing. It's worth staying up for. And if you can't catch it live, he records it just like I do and puts it up on the podcast, which is at halfmachinelipmoves.com. So there's like a good year or two's worth of episodes there. Speaking of podcast, this show is recorded also every week. If you're not listening to it live, you can catch it at darkentriesgothradio.podbean.com. It's completely caught up until last week's. I still don't have last week's show up yet, unfortunately, but I'm going to have last week's and tonight's show uploaded tomorrow. So I'll be putting a post out about that. But yeah, that's darkentriesgothradio.podbean.com so that you can get your goth fix when you're at work or in the gym or whatever you do. So, the incredibly goth things of being at work and in the gym. Speaking of which, I'll tell you this real quick. So when I'm at work, actually, I'm lucky enough in that I have a job in which I can pop the headphones on and actually have music and things playing in the background while I'm working. And a lot of it is YouTube. And so I'll have something up on. And it's usually something either like not interesting at all, you know, something political or whatever. Or if it's music, it's almost always in the gothy vein. And lately in a lot of black metal, I've just been really listening to a lot of black metal lately. So, the videos for a lot of black metal stuff, even though it's not like a proper music video, it will have visuals, which, you know, are like pictures of the bands and things like that. Or lately what I've been listening to a lot of is actually a lot of live performances. So, my boss will come by the desk sometimes, and he'll have to tell me something or ask me something, so I have to pause the video. So I'll switch over to that tab real quick, and just for a second, just to pause the video, so he always gets a glimpse of, like, this incredibly terrifying band on stage playing. And so he always gives me a look, because I'm pretty sure that, I'm beyond pretty sure, I'm definite that I'm definitely the creepy weirdo of the office, there's no doubt about that. But, story about life. I'm fine with it. I'm just fine with it. So if you're a creepy weirdo and you're digging the show, then stay tuned because we got more show. Words of Wisdom from Uncle Charlie coming up at 9-ish, probably a little later than 9-ish because I'm going to knock out a set real quick. And then we're going to get into more creepy weirdo stuff in the second half. So most of the show tonight is actually stuff that's never been played on the show before. I'm playing a lot of new stuff. That's going to, another set of that is going to be coming up after Words of Wisdom, but we're going to take a break from that right now because we're going to go into some stuff that actually has not ever been played on the show, but it's not new at all. We're going to get into straight back to the 80s because if I'm doing anything, I'm living in 1985 and going nowhere fast. And we're going to go to Japan and we're getting to some mid-80s Japanese post-punk. Let's do that. 90.5 WSC-FM Columbia is what you're listening to. I'm DJ D. This is Dark Entries Goth Radio. Be right back after this set.
Oh, Oh,
right, so yeah, it was pretty rad. 80s Japanese post-punk set on the radio. WSC 90.5 FM Columbia is what you're listening to. I am DJD, and this is the one and only Dark Entries Goth Radio. Hope you guys are digging the show so far. We got about 45 minutes left in the show. This thing has just flown by. I'm going to do another set in the second half of newer stuff, and then we're going to get into we're going to end things strong with some black metal. I think that's going to be the plan. I don't know if I'm really going to have time for any more requests. Feel free to get them in. If I can't get them in tonight, I'll get them in on the next show. But just to give you an idea of what you just heard, we kicked it off with some Naoki Asa with a track called Candy. Chugotoshi Goto with a track called Night of the Falvists. Zelda in there, which I really, really dug. That third track, and it was called True Darkness, A Scene of a Day. At least that's what Google Translate tells me it was called. From Japanese. The Lambs after that with Made in Japan, and then what we just heard now was Sex Complex Class with a track called Out of the Body. I'm your host, DJD. Dark Entries Goth Radio is on your radio. And we got more chilling tales and spooky tunes coming up in the second half, right after Words of Wisdom from Old Uncle Charlie, and that's coming up right now.
On the road again. Nearly 700,000 Americans were arrested on marijuana charges last year. That's an enormous waste of law enforcement resources and terribly unfair to those arrested and their families. It's time we stopped arresting adults who smoke marijuana responsibly. For more information, visit Normal's website at www.normal.org or call toll-free 888-67-NORMAL and tell them Willie sent you.
Gerade WUSC 90.5 und HD Columbia. Hab noch einen schönen Tag.
Enrique's neighborhood sure has changed. I tell you what, all these artists moved in so fast, and they all look the same, real skinny and walk slowly.
The people you are referring to are hipsters. They walk slowly because they got no place to be, man.
You're tuned in to WUSC FM in HD1 Columbia.
Do you get tired of styling your hair every day? And do you want a good hairstyle every day? Hi, I'm Sarah Schuster. I went on a website called inventnow.org, and after that, I decided to invent something too. Something called the Insta-Do. Just imagine, you just put it over your head like a helmet does, and you pick your hairstyle with the buttons on the side. And you can have instant hairstyle in seconds. People like it. People like Jeff Bart.
I like it.
And people like Kenneth.
It's this helmet thing, and it fits over your head, and it's great.
Thank you, Kenneth. You should go to inventnow.org, and it could help you come up with your own invention. After all, look at me on the radio now.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions, or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
If you choose to fight, then remember these are the places to hit. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes are easily poked. Ouch! The knees are easily kicked out. The groin is a sensitive spot. When you hit the throat, it hurts a lot. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. If you choose to fight, then remember these are the places to hit. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes are easily poked. Ouch! The knees are easily kicked. Groin is a sensitive spot. When you hit the throat, it hurts a lot. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat.
Self-defense is anything we do to make our lives safer on a daily basis. Self-defense is fighting with our fists, yelling,
telling him to stop looking at us, running away, listening to our gut instinct, getting support, knowing that we are worth defending, talking about what happened. And playing rock. The goal of self-defense is to provide all women, children, queers, people of color, and targeted communities with options and skills that are effective and practical, no matter what our experience, age, level of fitness, or shape of body may be.
The same time.
Hey, look at. I'm not on a local level.
You're on an international level?
I'm on a world level three times around. I know why the queen wears those three stripes on her hat. And I know why she goes to Kentucky to get her horses. There isn't anything I don't know from here to the IRA. I know who gets bombed and why those 17 people starved themselves in Belfast. That's because I live in cell 17. Because those are angels that fly in my world. To me, those are 17 kings. yeah.
Thank you. just down the road at the edge of town. You know you shouldn't go there, especially after dark. Before you've seen a thing, they're all around you. Before you know what's happening.
Something's breeding there.
It's too late.
You can't go down there!
Now, Clive Barker, creator of Hellraiser, brings you a reason to really be afraid of the dark. Nightbreed.
Thank you. Christi Domine, misericordiam tuam, et salutare tuum da nobis. Domine, et saudi orationem meam, et clamor meus ad te veniat. Oremus, ex saudi nos Domine, sancte Pater omnipotens, aeterne Deus, ex vitere digneris sanctum angelum tuum deceris, qui custodiat, foveat, protegat, visitet, atque defendat omnes habitantes in hoc habitaculo, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
Radio show, you ever do a radio show weekly and think to yourself, man, I every now and then, like in this case, I might actually know what I'm doing. Like, I might actually kind of be a little proud of myself. You ever have that moment? Because I'm kind of having that moment right now. Doesn't happen that very often where I just feel the need to toot my own horny horn. But tonight, I don't know, I'm kind of killing it tonight. If I do say so myself, I may be the only person out there that thinks that. Yeah, some of the sets tonight are kind of working out. I actually put a lot of work into the show this afternoon, and hopefully that's working out for you guys too. Dark Entries Goth Radio is on your radio. I'm your host, DJ D, and we just finished up a set of another set of fairly new stuff, which is what's made up most of the show tonight. Kicked it off with the Boy Harsher from their new one, and the track was called Crush. SDH after that. That stands for Semiotics Department of Heteronyms. Just discovered them today. Actually, the track was called Guilty and Gifted from a new album actually called SDH. Another really groovy one after that. Everything that actually I just played were bands I all discovered this afternoon when putting the show together, so it's all brand new stuff. But that one after that, which was the one sung in Spanish, it's from a band called Cruz de Navajas. And the track was called Prioridad. Sorry, Prioridad. So the French and German isn't that bad on the show, but you hit me with the Spanish. It's going to fall apart. Anyway, my apologies to them, but really digging that. Really digging the retro sound. I mean, that sounded like it came straight out of like 85, you know, but that was actually from an album that just came out in the last few months, I think. Cold Cave after that. I was really digging that one too with a track called Promised Land. And Odinus after that with a track called Collector that I also was really digging from a track called Holy Water. No, I'm sorry, from an album called Reaction. And the track Holy Water we just heard was brand new stuff from Darkness on Demand, which is another band that I've actually never played on the show before. So really a solid set. I think they actually kind of worked out of brand new stuff that actually none of those bands have ever been played on the show before tonight. Which is most of what's been playing on the show tonight. I think nearly everything, with the exception of a couple of bands, have never been played on the show tonight before, so I may do more of that kind of stuff in the future. We do tend to kind of lean very retro-heavy here on the show, but I need to kind of step up on playing newer stuff. Dark Entries Goth Radio is on your radio. Oh, by the way, that last track, that Holy Water track, I can't help but think like the vocalist was seriously channeling Gavin Friday there. Almost to the point that when I first discovered it and was listening to it, I was like, did Gavin Friday get a new project? Is he really going dark now? Is this what he's doing these days instead of a Virgin Prunes reunion? I mean, I'm digging it, but you get me a Virgin Prunes reunion and DJ's taking out a second job because DJ's got to see that show. I would give my left whatever right now for Virgin Prunes reunion as well as an Exma Deutschland reunion. That's like, those are two major dreams of mine, man. But anyway, never going to happen, but still, boy can dream. All right, we're going to get out of here pretty soon. I'm going to knock out some promised black metal, like I said I was going to give you before we skip out of here, because like I say, I'm not going to be here next week, unfortunately. I'm going to be in a theater seeing Batman, my favorite movie of all time. And tomorrow morning, actually, or tomorrow afternoon, I'm actually going to go see Avengers Endgame. So maybe when next time I see you kids, we can talk about that in a spoiler-free discussion. So, yeah, I managed to avoid all spoilers of that so far, including not watching any trailers at all, which is something I do these days for the big movies, because they give away every single stupid little thing in those. So, anyway, kids, I don't care, even if it is late April, the holidays are coming around, including my favorite one, Halloween, and all the other holidays. And to get us in the mood of black metal, I'm going to play a little commercial for when the holidays come. This holiday season's best, hottest new toy out there, and it's one that I might be picking up for myself. Here we go.
Black metal Barbie, a Norwegian surprise. Ooh. Let's go to the forest as the sunlight dies. Rev up the guitar, drums and bass. Scream unholy orations and paint your face. She's so beautiful. Let Lucifer you as you sing your tune while invoking Satan under the full
moon. Just squeeze her tummy.
Black metal Barbie, so cult and so raw. Let's do the windmill as we throw up the claw.
Here comes the tremolo.
I love your unresolved tritones.
Shred your axe. What a rad riff. Me in the pit! We love to mosh! Blast beat babes tearing up scorched earth. Summoning demons in matching Bathory shirts. I want a patch, let's buy some merch. Okay, sounds good, but first let's burn the church.
Totally brutal!
Let's do this again, Daughters of Doom. See you next weekend at Wolves in the Throne Room.
This is who I am now, Mom.
Black metal. So fun and so true.
With a V.
Black metal Barbie, I love you.
Sacrificial sheep not included. Barbie Burning Dream Church sold separately.
We'll be right back.
Show there, a little Celtic Frost with a Dance Macabre. That said, I did the promised ending of some black metal, like I told you guys I was going to do. It fit in just perfectly. Started off with a little bit of Galhammer, which is my favorite thing in the entire world right now. Hellhammer after that with Messiah, and Celtic Frost with a little Dance Macabre. That was a little bit of a connecting the dots set, which I haven't done in a long time, where all the songs were connected in some way. Of course, Galhammer got their name because they're big fans of Hellhammer. And Hellhammer features both, and both Hellhammer and Celtic Frost feature Tom Warrior. So that's that, kids. I'm getting out of here. This has been Dark Entries Goth Radio. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Like I said, I will not be here next week. I'll be on Batmaning it up, so you'll be on your own for your own entries. You can catch the show at darkentriesgothradio.podbean.com. That's a podcast. Tomorrow I'll have tonight's episode as well as last week's episode uploaded. And yeah. Come out to, if you're in town, I won't be, but if you're in town, come out to the show in town next Saturday night, the 4th, at Art Bar with Candy Coffin's 8-Track Parade and The Mystery and Mystery Plan. And if you're in Augusta area, go out to Atmosphere, if I can say it, Augusta at Le Chat Noir with DJ Kodek, probably the best goth show in the Southeast. I can't push those guys enough. So that's it, kids. I'm out of here. Stay tuned for, was it the Crazy Boys or something? What do you got? Something Boys. What is it?
Boys on the Beat.
Boys on the Beat. Yeah, with like, what is it? Snoopy and CJ or like Slick Rick or something? Yeah, yeah.
No. Don't even tell them. I want to hear all the guests. <guesses.
laughs> No. It's Rick James. No. Yeah, it's like Snoopy and yes. Rick James. Is that it?
Yep. Yep, exactly.
Something like that. I'm going to get it one day. All right, kids. It's a good show, so stay tuned. They play really good stuff. Seriously, I'm not just saying that just because you're standing in front of me for once. All right, kids, I'm out of here. See you in a couple of weeks. And as always, keep it spooky.
On the day I went away, was all I had to say.
No, I-
to come again and stay.
Oh, my love.
Smile, and that will mean I'm there. 'Cause I've seen, oh, blue skies through the tears in my eyes, and I realize I'm going home. Everywhere, it's been the same. Like I'm outside in the rain, free to try and find a game. Cards for sorrow, cards for pain. I'm going home.